With Suddeth and Pierce both running unopposed in their respective primaries, November's matchup for the District 61 seat, representing most of the city of Bloomington, has been set. Suddeth is a Republican, but his platform is tailored to his Bloomington audience. For instance, he is not pro-I-69, as many in his party are. Instead, he says he's resigned to its construction.
I don't believe that you should stand here and say, no, 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 we don't want this highway. It's coming. It's already being built. Federal government's already mandated it. What we should do is get actively involved and determine how it comes, what it looks like, what benefit it brings to Bloomington, so that in the long run, we, the people, have a voice in what's going on in our city.
But Pierce disagrees.
He's absolutely wrong about that. The governor has not found funding to really get that built. They're making a lot of noise like it's a done deal, and they've got a few miles going down around Evansville. The truth of the matter is I-69 is a long way from a done deal, and so the voters are going to have to decide whether they want a state representative who's going to actively represent them on that issue, or whether they want someone who apparently is not even willing to take it on as an issue.
Suddeth also criticizes the recent slashing of education budgets by Governor Mitch Daniels.
The question is, isn't there other things here in the state that can be cut that we don't need as much as we need education, okay?
But Pierce says his challenger's message doesn't add up.
It just shows he doesn't understand the legislative process very well, and I don't think it's consistent to be in favor of property tax caps and then argue that your opponent's not fighting hard enough for education. Because everyone knows the property tax caps are going to hobble education. I mean, this set of cuts now, like the first wave, and then the next shoe to drop is going to be when those caps are fully implemented.
Suddeth works as a contractor at Crane Naval Base and has lived in the Bloomington area for 5 years. Pierce is an adjunct lecturer at IU and is running for his fifth term in the General Assembly. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.